Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Did you see what happened in that Patrick Kane case? The lawyer for the chick, he resigned because apparently there was he was lied to about where that came from. More and more, this is looking like this was just a money grab by this woman.
Once you throw that word out there, you can't bring it back. From now on, when people think about Patrick Kane, that's going to be part of the story.
He's going to be rapey.
That guy may have raped a chick.
Texans minus 7 against your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Why should they give up 7 points to anybody?
Just from a pure betting perspective, you got to take the Bucs, right?
I'm not willing to because I don't trust that team either.
No, I don't either, but I could see the Texans getting right and just crushing them. I could also see them losing the game. And if that's the case, you're giving me 7?
Gun to head, you're going to make me play a side. I'll take the Bucs plus 7. I don't want any part of it, though.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. So just having a blast here on a Friday. If you missed any of the show, I highly recommend the last segment of hour number one for pure entertainment value. All available.
Not about sports, though.
No. If you're one of those sports guys, well, 5:15, we did all the NFL games. You heard some of that. 5:30, we had RJ Bell. 4:30, we did our college picks. Did we actually do our three NFL teams or no?
We did not.
We picked our three favorites.
We'll do that now. But there was plenty of sports for you. It's all there on podcastarena.com.
Couple things in relation to Ragnar. Jay says, would you quit your job and move your family if the Vikings paid you $100,000 a year for 10 years to be the mascot? No.
That's a pay cut, dude. No way.
Yeah.
you kidding me?
You get up.
It's Minnesota.
$200,000 a year, I would consider
it. Yes, that's different.
For the next 10 years?
But if you have a job, a day job, like a 9-to-5 on Monday through Friday, and all you have to do.
But the whole purpose of this is I wouldn't want to work.
Right.
Like, so if I could make $200,000 a year and just dress up like a Viking 10 times a year.
And you're asking us to leave a job we work 3 hours a day to begin with.
Yeah.
Eh.
But no. This would be a job that we work like 3 hours a week.
Yeah.
It'd be
so
nice.
So per hour is better.
And you almost you're almost always hanging out with cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
$200,000 will have the discussion.
Cheerleaders aren't that interesting.
For Ragnar's money, like the money he's asking for, I would do it. $100,000, no thanks.
And plus, you're not paying taxes. In Texas.
That's true.
I don't know what the taxes are like in Minnesota.
Shinobi says apparently Ragnar was making $1,200 or $1,800 a game. That seems reasonable, doesn't it?
It does to me. Plus, you're getting to go to the game.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, well. I think we're supposed to do our picks.
Okay.
I'll let you go first because I went first for the colleges.
All right. My first one is the Rams. I like the Rams plus 1.5, whatever it is now, plus 1. I still feel good about it. I think that they're going to win that game.
I was going to take the Lions, but RJ scared me off now. So I'm going to take for my first one the Falcons minus 1 against the Cowboys.
Okay. John?
I was going to take the Rams plus 1 at home, too.
All right.
You guys want to? You want me to pick something else?
No,
two?
No, no.
Okay. That's fine.
We can all have one in common. It's just if we all have the same three.
Did you get Falcons minus 2 or minus 1?
I'm seeing minus 1 on the site that I'm using here.
So. For my next trick, I'll take Colts minus 3.
Okay.
For mini units.
Mini units?
Mini units.
All right. I am going to stomp with both feet on the Arizona Cardinals minus 6 against the 49ers.
And I'm going to take the Bills plus 2.5 over the Dolphins.
I'm seeing 3, actually. So.
Already.
I'm trying to help you out, my friend.
You took 2 of my other ones. I guess I'll match up with you on 1. I'll take Arizona minus 6.5.
Okay. I will. I was going to take that Detroit game, and all the other ones are ones that you guys have. So I guess I'll have to take Detroit plus 3. Not feeling good about it, but I'll take it. The only one I'm actually betting for sure is the Cardinals and maybe the Falcons. But I'll take Lions plus 3 at home against the Broncos.
Can I make a change?
Sure.
Give me Dallas-Atlanta over
Okay.
That way I don't have to have one that matches you guys, but over 44.
Okay. I'll still stick with the Lions.
Okay.
John?
Oh, okay. Because my last one was Colts minus three, but I'll just change it. Give me Seattle plus four. Oh, no. Seattle minus 14.
All right.
Okay. Good luck.
Actually, yeah, I'm not very, very happy.
I feel
about
pretty
that
good
one.
About everybody's picks this week. So,
I mean, we have a lot in common, obviously. So,
yeah, and well, the good news is we all kind of like a lot of the same games, which usually when that happens, we do pretty well. And just FYI, the FanDuel League is officially full, so we've now filled 300 people in
good
this
for
league.
You.
So, I'm going to win this week too.
No, you're not.
No, you're.
I assure you, you won't.
Probably not. All right, so there you go. There's the picks. There's all the sportsy stuff. Talked about the Astros and how important it is that they win. So now we can just have fun the rest of the show and not worry about it, right?
I guess so.
Cool. Or we can just take the rest. See. Everybody! This 936 says, can you talk about the picks, yours versus what actually happened? Your result. We did that already. You got to go back to 5 o'clock and listen again on podcastarena.com. We're not going to repeat every single thing that we've already talked about on the show. So, sorry. Especially from the 936. No offense, but you guys are constantly being irritants on the text line. Double Down says, does Ragnar get invited to Vikings boat parties?
I don't think so.
That might increase the chance of me taking the job. Theoretically. Mm. So, did they finally shut down the party in there? Or are they still going?
I think they're still going.
Oh, boy. That's crazy. All right. We are going to take a very quick break, apparently. I have no idea where we're going when we come back.
We're going, though.
Yeah, we got something.
We'll be there.
I got all kinds of stuff. Oh, I've got a great one for you. Another Lane Kiffin rumor.
No.
We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. This is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place. ESPN 97.5. I'm gonna go just like the horse. Tired of getting again. We are so far from you. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Yeah, we'll actually take some phone calls. I think
Have we taken any phone calls all day?
I don't think we have.
John?
No, we did not.
Nice.
Well, we had kind of a full. Well, we got off the rails a little bit, but then, you know, we get into these, on Fridays especially, we've got stuff that's kind of locked in.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I wanted to tell you at the beginning of the show. I forgot what preempted it, but my kid's baseball team.
Yeah.
They've already lost more games than they did all during spring ball.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So.
1?
0-1. not off to a good start, and it's the coach told me yesterday he listens to the show, so I won't badmouth the team too much, but they look like they're probably going to suck.
Mm.
Yeah, not good.
Well, it's got to learn to deal with adversity.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Bill O'Brien would tell him. This league's about adversity and how you deal with it. I think it's more about winning.
Yeah, I was like, you know, when your kid's he's done very well at something, and you, when they have that first kind of bump with adversity, you expect it to be tougher on him.
Yeah.
He was totally cool with it. He was like, can we still go to Freebirds even though we lost? And I was like, yeah, still go to Freebirds. He's like, cool. He's like, those other kids were pretty nice. Like, the kids that beat them.
Hmm.
So I don't know whether to think he's a sucker or he's just a good sport. But he's somewhere in between there probably.
Yeah. I don't think you want to discourage him from being a good sport.
Yeah, I was never good with sportsmanship.
No, neither was I. I
wasn't like the douchebag kid that spit on my hand after the game when you give high fives, but...
No, I never did that.
I was, Jake was like, you know, the kids were coming up and saying good game after the game, like when we're walking to the car, and Jake was saying good game, but I didn't want to, especially if we lost... Damn sure didn't want to talk to anybody on the other team. No way.
Texter, free birds is for winners.
I should have told him that.
I did one real dick move when I played. I was on a really good team that had a great quarterback, great running back, and we just beat the crap out of everybody. And I was playing receiver. And whenever one of our guys would take off on a long run, and I was trailing them, there'd always be some really big fat offense or defensive lineman chugging along behind, you know, no way he's going to catch him, but he's running to make it look like he's putting on an effort. I would always just peel back when those guys weren't looking and just block the living crap out of them. Cause I love to hit people. That's why I eventually moved to defense and then moved back to offense. But in retrospect, that was a real dickweed move.
Yeah. That's pretty crappy.
Cause you know, poor guy, he's just boom.
That's the thing. Fun. Like everybody says, if you want to hit people, play defense, but When you play offense, you're at least expecting to get hit.
Yeah.
When you play defense, you get hit, and there's zero expectation of it coming. I'm not about that life.
Well, I grew out of it, though.
Yeah.
I'm a nice guy now, really. I would never do that to anyone.
Good for you. I'm still a terrible sportsman.
All right, I promised you a new Lane Kiffin story. And this I take it with a grain of salt because it comes from Clay Travis, who... despite sounding like he's a country star, is one of the emerging trolls in the sports business.
Yeah.
But from Outkick the Coverage, and someone sent him a link, and he links to it here, about Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
Allegedly going out and drinking at a place called Innisfree in Tuscaloosa. Okay. No big deal, right? Coach wants to go out and drink. Apparently, the best part of the story... is a guy who emails it claims Kiffin uses a made-up name at the bar to pick up girls. Care to know the made-up name?
Of course I'd care to know.
Joey Freshwater.
That's bad. That's like Ron Mexico.
It's worse than Ron Mexico.
No one's going to believe that.
Joey Freshwater.
Stop it.
If you're going to use a made-up name, don't you use something reasonable?
Yeah, I would think so.
It's like, if I were trying to pick up girls and using a false name, I'd be like Frank Del Vecchio.
Yeah. Or like John Williams.
That's a little too plain. See, it's got to sound believable, but it can't be like Joey Freshwater. It's like, what is that? That's silly.
Yeah.
But Frank Del Vecchio sounds believable.
I'd actually use the name of someone else I know.
I've used AJ Hoffman before.
Ugh.
Yeah. Strangely enough, I struck out, too.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm sure there's women who hate me all around the city because of that.
Yeah, you might be getting some paternity calls, too. I hate to break it to you.
Thank God I've got medical evidence that says I'm baby-making free.
Jong,
doesn't use
I've never
name.
Used one.
Really?
I don't think so.
I have.
I'm
spin
not...
a lie if I don't feel like talking to people.
I take that back because every time I go order or I do like Starbucks or something, my name's very, very hard to like. I don't want to sit there, spell my name out. I'll just give them Ken. It's Ken.
You should
drink orders, it's Ken.
You should tell people your name's Asian and then like throw a fit when they hand you your cup and you're like, what the hell is this? That'd be good.
Racist?
Yeah.
No, I admit, when I used to, I would not use my real name.
You should use an Asian slur.
Oh,
like
that'd
a slur
be better.
For Asian, and just spell it to them, and then when they write it down, just be like, "What the hell is this, man?
That's racist."
Yeah, you can't say that. You can't put that on my coffee cup. Free coffee for life, bro. Boom. You're welcome.
Let me throw this out there though. If you were in a strip bar, you wouldn't use your real name.
Why?
I never did. When I go to
Who
strip
uses
bar.
Their name in a strip bar?
Well, if a girl asks you your name.
Typically, girls... Well, You could, if a girl asks you your name in a strip club and you just sit there silently, they'll pretend like you said a name. They don't care what you say.
Well, I'm not going to tell them my real name, though.
Yeah. Who would do that? Like, everybody who goes to the strip club the first couple times, they think they're going to, like, talk to the stripper and they're going to, like, develop a relationship. And they're like, what's your real name? No, I know it's not.
I know it's not Amber or Raven.
Right.
Or Candy with an I.
What's your real name? And then they're going to give you a fake made-up name on top of that. They're going to be like, oh, my name's Brianna. And then you see her at the mall Chastity. The next day, and it's like, hey, Tiffany. And you're like, I thought your name was Brianna. Yeah, strippers they don't like you, I promise.
They like your money.
Yeah.
That's what they're about. But no, I used to strike up conversations, that's all. And then people ask my name, and I'd be Frank Delvecchio. So, which I thought was very believable. Anyway.
It's not.
Well, it's better than Joey Freshwater.
Better than Joey Freshwater.
Shame.
Yeah, John, if you were going to a strip bar, then, well, they've removed this now. The Joey Freshwater thing has been removed.
See?
Because I was trying to link on it to see more stuff, and it's been taken down. So there apparently, Clay Travis is linking to something that no longer exists.
Well
done, Clay. He's such a troll. He drags me into everything.
Don't believe the hype. Was that Michael Carroll?
No, that was Pearson. Why?
Oh, okay.
What's up?
Ask Pearson, are they still drinking out there?
I think they've calmed down I went back there to see if they have any chips and guac left, but they ate it all.
Damn.
I was like Todd, Christina, Charlotte. There was only like a handful of people back there.
What about the nuts with pistachios?
They're all gone.
Damn.
That's a good
There's more
mix.
Shots over there.
I'm sure there are. They didn't stop with them, though.
No.
They were still going. Every time I'd walk by, I just reach for another one like they're drinking water. And these shots are not soft, man.
AJ, why'd you bring us back a couple shots?
They told me to bring them to you guys.
We're not doing them.
Well, that's all right.
I mean, did you take some home for Annie?
No.
She doesn't do Jell-O shots?
No, she's not doing Jell-O shots. No way she would do that.
Because she's a grown-ass woman,
she's
right?
She's a grown-ass woman. She's a mother of children. Teresa going to do those?
I don't think so. She doesn't like mixed drinks.
Jell-O shots aren't mixed drinks.
It's
technically
mixed.
It's vodka and then some kind of craft.
Something fruity.
It's with Jell-O. I guess that's true.
So technically, mixed drink.
But it's a shot.
Yeah.
It's more like a flavored vodka shot than anything.
Yeah, I guess that's the best way to describe it. But it's still a mixed drink.
She doesn't like mixed drinks? Does that mean she only likes to drink, like, shots?
No, she likes beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she's not into the heavy beer kind of stuff. So she likes cider, she likes the light beer and stuff like that.
Okay, that's acceptable.
330, I've been looking for Mr. Delvecchio for 10 years for paternity testing. Well, the textures have been on their game today, I have to say.
All right, guys, it's fantasy football season. I got to tell you about Sports Manias. It's an app that's going to help you dominate your leagues. Go to the App Store. The app's free. Search for Sports Manias, one word, and get a leg up on your competition. It's very simple, very easy to use. You import your fantasy team from Yahoo, CBS, ESPN, wherever, to get personalized feeds from fantasy football experts. This has really been great for me because I've got teams in all of those different websites. So it's nice to have my feed kind of stripped down and put into one spot so I'm not chasing all over the place, seeing who my players are on this team and that. I've got it all in one spot. You get real-time updates on your players that'll help you make smarter lineup decisions, breaking news, scoring opportunities, fantasy points, the like. I've really been enjoying this thing. Right now, they've got a brand-new fantasy tool that gives you an edge to help dominate your league. Get on your Seller tablet now, go to the App Store, and download Sports Manias for free right now. That's Sports Manias.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5. Texas Oklahoma State College Football, 2:30 Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Somewhat appropriately tonight, Drink of Ages at 9 o'clock.
Rock and roll.
Seems to be the theme of the show.
You know, I love people. I hope everyone is happy and healthy. And I know it's wrong to say something like this, but I really hope all the girls that modeled for those WhatsApp Twitter things and whoever is sending out the WhatsApp, whoever's operating those Twitter handles, I hope they all die of...
I'm going to throw T. Rubio in there.
Yeah, I hope they all die of like some horrible like alligator AIDS.
Animal lover? That could happen if she's an animal lover and she's on here.
I hope she's raped by an alligator and she dies.
Okay.
Alligator AIDS.
College student enjoys reading.
Or has consensual sex with an alligator, if that makes you feel better. Yeah. But unprotected consensual alligator sex.
Clubbing yoga enthusiast. Misspelled enthusiast, by the way.
Yeah.
So you're not.
I used to know her, but I've reported her as spam and blocked her.
Well, that's probably going to be half my followers I lose.
Oh, I've lost a bunch. I don't care. I'm all right with it.
I don't have as many as you. I'm not that popular.
You can see, now you can look at how many people you've blocked.
Yeah.
My account. Look at this.
Woo.
Oh, my.
Woo.
It's a lot, and it's all hoes from those Twitter accounts. And a couple douchebag former listeners who decided that we suck. And they had to tell me. Oh, and Derek Ward. I blocked him. I don't remember what Derek Ward said that was so ridiculous that I said, I can't have a conversation with you anymore.
Hmm.
But baseball player?
No, Derek Ward, the former Texans running back.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I blocked him, but yeah, for some reason I had to.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's a mess.
Everybody wants to know if Frank Del Vecchio had a backstory. Of course he did. He was an Italian. He was an Italian in the vending business. So that kind of leaves a little mystery, right? Worked very well. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. And so Hipster Serpico says, I finally listened to you guys this week, and all you were doing is shots. I've never been more proud.
Thank you.
Hey, it wasn't my idea. It wasn't John's idea. We just played along. We walked by. There was a big party going on. They had a bunch of shots. They insisted we do it. And I only did it because John did three, so I felt I should have three. If John had
Didn't you take one before me?
No, I had three.
You guys should do another one now.
Well, no, I got to drive home in 25 minutes. I don't know if
that's... You got to drive like a block.
No, I don't. I have 15 minutes, man.
Oh, 15 minutes. Wah.
So I heard Kyler Murray likes blocking people, too.
Kyler Murray does have me blocked on Twitter. I wish there was a way to see who has blocked you. Like, I can see all the people who I've blocked. I want to know who has me blocked so I can feel good about myself.
I bet you've got a bunch.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's people that block me, too, so if I have some, I know you do.
I know. What's funny is, there will be people that I'm certain have tweeted at me before, and then they follow me, which means that at some point they unfollowed me and then followed me again. Like, they were really mad about something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
And then they
came
back.
I've seen that a few times.
That's my favorite.
I have a few folks that I muted.
Because
I don't really want to get rid of the followers because I don't have that many. So
I think muting only...
That just means I can't see them when they tweet at me.
No, that means when it's on your timeline, you don't see tweets from them. So that's only for people you're following.
No. It works for people who are following you.
Okay.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Wake up, Mr. Partita says, I never had an issue until the day you guys first talked about it.
They're everywhere, man.
Now there's like three who use the same picks.
They are everywhere.
It's like a disease.
Yeah. It's like alligator AIDS.
I don't want them to get alligator AIDS.
I do.
But I'd like for them all to just disappear. That's all. You know what? I'd like for this season of The Leftovers
to be about them.
To be about them disappearing.
That'd be
That's
cool.
That's it.
I'd accept that.
Every one of those bots on WhatsApp, gone.
I would accept that.
A32 says, I hate rejection, but seems like you guys thrive on it. Man, I'm just used to it. Dude, I've been rejected more in my life than any human being has a right to. So you roll with it. You embrace it. It's like anything in life. 713-780-ESPN. Joey, would you guys be male cheerleaders for $200 a year?
I mean, like Aggie cheerleaders?
Those are yell leaders. They're not cheerleaders. Come on. Respect the Aggie.
What is different about them and...
They don't wear short skirts.
Okay. They're man cheerleaders.
They're yell leaders. Well, you know what? I say that, and then there's that video that we used to play all the time.
I would... No. I don't know. 200,000, but it depends on if it's the same hours as being Ragnar, maybe.
Maybe. Probably not.
If it's more than that, no.
Well, that money doesn't mean that much to me, to be honest. You're going to have to come up with something that...
The thing about that is...
My life has to be easier.
If you're going to be a man cheerleader, you have to put in work. And I'm not trying to put in that kind of work to be a man cheerleader. Like, you got to work, you got to diet, you got to eat right.
Yeah, you got to hold those women up by their crotch.
Unless you're an Aggie man cheerleader where you don't have to worry about doing that with women. You can just... You can cheerlead without women at all.
All right, I promised I'd get to the Michael Sam story. Did you see what he said about how he still wants to play in the NFL?
Yes.
Says, you got it? All right, let's listen to it.
So there are no regrets with how everything has gone so far?
I have no regrets whatsoever. I actually let go of my agents recently and also let go of my publicists. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking out for right now. I'm just really focusing on me right now. So as I go about to work on my master's and working on my media training, I'm also trying to pursue my NFL career.
Stop it. You're not going to play in the NFL, Michael Sam.
And his whole thing is, I wasn't getting better in the CFL. I never really wanted to go, but I did it, and I committed to going. I want to thank the Alouettes for all they've done for me, but I wasn't getting better as a football player. That's on you. You know who went up there and got better? Cameron Wake. Jarrell Freeman.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go up there and play. You sucked. You were awful up there. You can't play football. Go away. I'm tired of you. And, I mean, to act like I wasn't getting better as a player up there, but if I come back to the NFL, I will. Nobody's signing you, man. Jeez.
Did you see this high school kid in California that is...
On WhatsApp?
No.
Okay.
No. He's from Riverside, California. He's a high school kid. He is a 7-foot-tall, 440-pound defensive lineman.
I did see that, yeah.
How do you deal with that? J.J. Watt, think about this. J.J. Watt is 6'5", 288.
Right.
This guy is 7 inches and 110 pounds, give or take, heavier than J.J. Watt. And obviously, J.J. Watt is a more skilled player. But... That's a monster. It says some Division I coaches are reportedly interested in recruiting him if he loses the spare tire and improves his footwork, his weakest skill. He says, I have to lose some weight. And to do that, he's limiting himself to 3,000 calories a day.
Oh my God.
On a diet of mostly fish and chicken.
That's an awful lot of fish for 3,000 calories.
You know how much fish you have to eat to get to 3,000 calories? I mean, unless you've got like some sort of crazy sauce or something on your fish.
If you're pouring butter all over it, that's one thing. But I would say probably about you have to eat an entire red snapper.
You'd have to one red snapper? Bro, no way. I mean, you'd have to eat like a school of fish. A school.
Somebody wants to know, could you guys do a show on pot? I've always said I want to do a show from Colorado. I want somebody to send us there, one of our sponsors, and then get high and do the show from there and see how it goes.
You know, it's funny. John went to Granado, went to Colorado a couple weeks ago. I think it was last week. Well, anyway, we told him it would be funny if he brought back a pot brownie and gave it to Sean without telling him it was a pot brownie. And
good luck getting on the good luck getting on the plane with that.
That's true. Couldn't you check that in? No?
No. Oh. No, you're not allowed to leave with it.
You probably just put that in your pocket.
I'm pretty sure they look pretty closely for that. We could, I'm just saying, I probably know some people. I think we could get a pot brownie here without having to go through Colorado. And if you would like for us to feed it to Sean and see what happens, we could do it. If you could get that approved from the powers that be and there's no liability on my part or admission that perhaps I got the thing, I bet we could make that happen.
So let's just go with salmon.
Yeah.
For 3,000 calories, you would have to eat 70 ounces of salmon. That is 4.375 pounds of salmon you would have to eat to get to 3,000 calories.
It's like a bear.
It's not as much as I thought.
I mean,
salmon's pretty lean, though.
Yeah, that's true. You think he's eating a fatty fish? Most fish is pretty lean.
Yeah. but salmon, I think, is really lean, comparatively speaking.
All right, guys, got to tell you about the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. If you've injured yourselves, you're still trying to play young man's games in an old man's body, you need to know about the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. Part of the UT Physicians Group, they've been recognized for their academic and medical achievements. The doctors have developed reputations for being accomplished and progressive. They're dedicated to giving you the best orthopedic care possible, and they've got three easily accessible locations in Katy, Sugarland, and Richmond. They've all got free parking right in front of the building, and they've got 20 physicians that encompass a wide range of specialties, including orthopedic and musculoskeletal, sports medicine, pediatric orthopedics, spine, hand, wrist, and elbow, foot and ankle, and pain management. Give them a call today, 281-344-1715, or visit rbjc.com where you'll learn more about the doctors. You can schedule your appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out, 281-344-1715 for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.
La, 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 la. Ooh, you touch my ta-la-la.
ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Join A.J. Saturday for College Game Day Party presented by Coors Light at Luke's Ice House. Our feature game of the day is A&M taking on Arkansas. He'll be out on the deck beginning at 6 for the kickoff. Catch a cold silver bullet with us and register to win tickets to see Texas take on Kansas State with a free night stay at Red Roof Inn, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Coors Light. Okay, you know I love Game of Thrones. You know I'm a booger-eating nerd when it comes to that. But people are so grabbing on to every possible Jon Snow thing they can find. You see the photo? It's like
the latest conspiracy theory.
Yeah, this is like the Loch Ness Monster. There's a photo of him in full Jon Snow garb that somebody shot while they're filming in Belfast.
No, I haven't paid any attention.
Could be a flashback scene, but anyway, they're already thinking that, okay, he's going to be back. He's going to be back. I kind of hope he's dead now. Just for all these people who got their hopes. He is my favorite character. Along with Tyrion. Well, and of course the Red Witch for different reasons. That one I would marry in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I remember when Khaleesi was my favorite character.
Yeah,
and she got selfish.
Well, she spends too much time over there. She needs to be over, going back to Westeros to try to take over, doing what the Red Witch is doing.
Yeah,
that Red Witch, man, she could create a demon baby. You could create a demon baby with her.
That's true.
There's all kinds of cool stuff you can do. All right, one more question, John, before we do stupid stuff, since you're in charge of the station.
Yes.
I know I've had a couple of drinks. But did I hear a commercial that said the Bears' top-ranked defense? Did I hear that correctly?
It's week three of the NFL, and the Chicago Bears will roar into the Pacific Northwest to take on the Seattle Seahawks. The Bears are banged up on offense and will have to lean on that top-ranked defense.
Okay, just checking.
Well, top-ranked defense?
I don't think so.
They're not number one in total defense.
Okay. How about turnovers? Scoring defense? Any of those?
Let's see. How about... Well, I'll check scoring defense. How about that?
Probably not.
They are number one in scoring defense.
Are they really?
Yeah. No, that can't be
no,
right.
No, look at all the points they gave up
actually,
to Arizona.
They're number last in scoring defense.
That's where you got it.
They've given up 39.5 points per game.
Okay.
That's the opposite of league-leading defense, okay. Big voice guy.
Interesting.
The The New York Giants have given up less points, and they've played three games. The Redskins, same. The Giants have given up 72 points through three games. The Bears have given up 79 points through two games. That's bad. The Bears are not the top-ranked defense. That guy told you a bold-faced lie.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't. It wasn't that the two shots that
the
I
Jello
did.
Shots aren't getting you.
It's okay,
the big voice
so
guy.
I'm still on my game then.
He blatantly lied to your face.
All right,
sorry.
C. Westmoreland on Twitter said he mixed devil gummies in a bag of gummy bears on a trip from Denver and managed to get through with them.
The edibles.
Yeah,
it's a smart move. That's.
Yeah,
you know.
Very, very well done, sir. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Making we don't have happen. Time.
What?
We've got about 90 seconds left in the show.
Oh, well, just play it on the way out, and you can cut it off. Until Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.
But the best part's at the end.
Well, play it. What are you missing? What are we missing? 1 minute of that show that comes after us?
Well, it's too late now.
Two minutes of that
what
show.
What show's coming on after us?
I'll screw that show. Just
He's got to hit a mark or something. We'll just play it on Monday, okay, John?
Here, I'll play the last minute of it.
Okay.
All right.
He dips Skol because you can get it at a convenience store.
When you're eight?
No, I get it for him.
Oh, okay. You're not supposed to dip Skol when you're eight.
I didn't know. I thought that was just cigarettes. No, I feel a little bit guilty. I thought it was just the smoking because, you know, it could be bad for your lungs. But I figured if you're just putting it in your lip, how bad for you can it be? And he wanted to do it, so he does. It makes him feel like a ball player.
Well. Yes. I'm not going
to
say that.
Emails to the boss in 3, 2.
Now, I like Merkin better.
I barely understand that stuff.
Owen Coyle's accent is just insane.
I like having him on just because, to me, I'm just laughing my ass off. It's like I want to go buy some Lucky Charms or something while I'm listening to him.
That's racist?
Well, not really, because I don't think he's Irish. I think he's Scottish. So it's a doubly offensive thing, right?
I don't even need to watch SportsCenter. I watch SportsCenter because it's
yeah. Sorry. Whoops. Dump that, John.
I watch SportsCenter because
I got that.
Because it's convenient. It's not bleeping convenient. It's convenient.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. That's it. This week.
Sorry I cussed this week, Fred. I'll try and be better.
Oh, that was
next
awesome.
Week.
It's awesome.
Multiple cuss jobs by me.
It was no, the first one was fine, but the second one you got very, very close to where I had to.
I got I got the C out, but not the K. Yeah.
No, you got the U out, but almost to the C.
Okay, good. As long as I can keep that CK off, I'm feeling all right.
All right. You guys have a great one. We'll see you Monday.
ESPN 97.5.